Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Napier, what's your Hearthstone ID?
My Hearthstone ID is extra 08.
Did somebody just text you during the show and ask you to get Napier's Hearthstone ID?
Yes.
Like during the show,
yes.
You got a text message.
Yes.
About the show.
The game that Napier's playing during the show.
Yes.
Hello, welcome, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, internet radio program, contact the phone, I'm going to roll out of myself.
Getting there.
Contact us on Skype, WFO Dicks, joining me this evening is
how's it going?
No word yet on for the first time, welcome new co-host, Mr. Travis Foss.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
I don't know how this dude can live like four states away and be on time.
Yeah, I know. He was early.
It's a miracle of technology.
Got here through, you know what? You know what? Drunk could Skype in, too.
I don't think he has the technology.
You don't think Drunk don't Skype?
I don't think they have, like, internet where he's at. Like, I don't think he's got the internets.
I think he's, like, out in the forest somewhere just chilling out.
Is he still working with, like, a flip phone?
No, I think Drunk has the same phone I do, because a lot of times when he shows up halfway through the show, he asks me to get up and charge it for him because his phone's about to die. So that clip I played is actually a major reason why I have sought out outside help.
Yeah.
The show that you were on Skype really opened my eyes. I really need help. And that's why Travis is here. Because there was a point of that show when, like, we were an hour in and I had exhausted my entire arsenal of topics for the week, and you said something to me along the lines of, well, Mike, you were supposed to plan for an hour and a half, and it's not our fault that you're out of stuff to talk about. And at that point, I was like, I have to find someone else to do a show with. Because, I was at my girlfriend's sister's baby's daddy's birthday party. And they were trying to feed my 3-year-old sort of niece. And she wouldn't eat what they made. Like, it was like some chicken shit or something. And like, she didn't like it. She didn't want the chicken shit. So she said, no, I want a grilled cheese. And so, I mean, they said, no, you're not going to eat a grilled cheese. You're going to eat what we made. You know, we worked hard on this. You eat it. And she's like, no, I want a grilled cheese. So finally they said, fuck, we're going to make her a grilled cheese. So they went and they made her a grilled cheese. She ate the grilled cheese. No, she didn't eat the grilled cheese. She was pissed off about it. She was like, no, I'm not eating this. No, I'm not hungry. I don't want it. And that is what doing a show with you is like. Because I just frustratingly plan a whole show. And I mean, like, I plan enough things to where if I bring something up, we should be able to do some time on it. and then move on to something else. But like when I volley the ball in the air and like you're supposed to spike it or bump it or volley it to drunk, I volley it in the air on our side and it just falls in the sand.
In my defense, defense.
Let's hear your defense, Napes. Let's hear it, buddy.
When you only plan 2/3 of the show, you didn't really plan the entire show. You just did all of the planning for the show that was planned.
Travis?
You lost me with that explanation.
Well, he only planned for an hour, but the show is an hour and a half.
Okay, no, I see what you're saying.
I planned a show.
Yeah, an hour show, not an hour and a half long show.
So
we have 2 hours worth of show, if not three, in a fancy Word doc right in front of me here.
That's right. I started the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks show doc, and I sent it to Travis, and Travis got it, and he goes, "Oh, I'm gonna add to this. We're gonna like communicate with each other on what we should talk about on the show." And I called you like 4 times. And I emailed you twice, and I talked to you on Facebook. I talked to you on every possible connection I have to you. And every time you say, "Oh yeah, I'll look at it." Oh, yeah. You didn't though, did you? You didn't.
No.
You didn't even look at it once.
I'm sorry too. And all of the good colors for your name and your text—they're all taken already. So.
Yeah, we took blue and green. So now, what color are you going to be?
Red.
Oh.
Oh,
that's a pretty good color, actually.
That is a good color. I should have took that one.
Right. Travis, hurry up. Change your color to red before Napier gets it.
Anybody takes red, I'm changing my color to neon orange.
We have a big program for you this evening. I'm not really sure what it is that I'm going to tease and get you excited about, because it's all pretty, you know, normal stuff. There isn't like a huge deal. What, Travis, what do you think the big thing is, right? I guess I'm going to pitch a couple more movies.
Yeah, yep.
That was fun, right?
Yep, that's a good time.
And I have a new invention.
See, and I don't know this invention. I'm excited to hear about it.
Do you want me to just blow my load and tell you about my new invention now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to do that, or you're going to tease it a little bit?
Should I tease
no,
it?
No, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. Yeah.
Shoot it all over.
Okay. It's kind of like a novelty item. It's not really going to be something that you necessarily need. But I want to make... I was getting sour cream out to put on my we made homemade tacos.
Oh, those are good.
I was going to spoon out some sour cream and put it on my tacos.
Am sold. I'm sold already, because that's the worst possible part of making tacos at home.
Right. It's difficult to spoon it out and like evenly distribute it. But I want like a whole line of like guns with condiments in them. And it'll be kind of a novelty. It'll just be like, oh, you know, you got guns in your refrigerator that shoot out ketchup and stuff. It'll be like the technology for like caulking guns, though. So, I mean, you'll get all of it. And it'll look like a gun, so it'll be cool. And you have like, you know, a cool little set in your on your counter of guns.
Well,
where are you going to sell those?
Food Network?
On my website, condimentgun.com.
Because when you started talking about it, I thought for sure, you know, there's that one aisle in Walmart right by the checkouts where they sell all that useless shit that you don't need.
Yeah.
I thought that would be perfect.
Get it in Walmarts, that'd be great.
You know, the condiment gun is something they already use in fast food restaurants.
But do they have them out in the world?
No.
Not so much. And these will look really cool, too. They'll look like guns. And so, like, you know, it'll be cool to, like, you know, you could get your dad, like a gun belt, like a cowboy gun belt to keep, you know, barbecue sauce and whatever else in his holsters. So, like, when he's barbecuing, and you could just get him a cowboy hat, and he'd be the coolest fucking barbecue chef ever. And I mean, of course, some stuff you got to keep in the fridge. So then you get the fridge one. But then the kicker is, like, the aftermarket, because there's so many other products that you could. I mean, you sell the guns, sure, and the guns will be different colors for the different things. But then you have to buy my cartridges for my gun condiment thing.
Oh, like those fucking K-cups for coffee?
Yeah! So, like, I mean, if you want to keep using the K-cup machine, you got to keep buying the K-cups. You can't just put regular fucking coffee in there.
No, won't fit.
I mean, we're just going to take a bite out of Heinz, man. Fucking Heinz has gotten big enough.
And that's perfect, because you, with the cartridges, you can use the excuse that you have to put them in the refrigerator, so you don't want to put the whole gun in the refrigerator.
Travis.
Yes?
Look at the chat.
That's what it should look like.
Travis. No, that's bullshit. That doesn't even exist. I've been to a lot of kitchen supply stores. A lot of them. I'm married with two children. I have never seen a goddamn condiment gun in my entire life. And if I did see one that looked like that, I wouldn't purchase it, but... That one kind of
looks like
shit.
That looks like a little kid toy.
Yeah, it's like a squirt gun.
I think it would be hilarious. Somebody mixed up their actual gun with the condiment gun. Like, just blew the shit out of their burrito. Like, hey, kid, oh, don't worry, honey, I got this burrito everywhere.
I fucking plug like three bullets in the bottom of my gas grill.
All the little fucking kids start screaming.
Daddy's you shoot on your fire.
You shoot your propane tank and it explodes and kills like four people at your party.
Okay, so we would have to kind of make it, you know, colored a little bit.
Well, so you'd put that orange tip like they do with children's fake toy guns.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess each one would have a different colored handle. Maybe clearly say something on the side. We'd have to do some stuff. And I imagine probably, you know, a guy walks around with, you know, a barbecue sauce gun in his belt. Somebody will get mixed up and call the popos, and then it'll be a whole thing, and he'll have to explain, no, it's the condiment gun. I hate so much that Anchor is putting pictures of the condiment gun in the chat and that it already exists.
I think it'd be... It would be hilarious if somebody, like, they were doing the concealed carry thing. They took their condiment gun out, and they were getting robbed by a bunch of dudes out in an alley. Like, hold on, dude. Oh, shit, it's barbecue sauce. And they all just
what
beat the
awesome
shit out of them.
Prank to play on your friends, though. Like, you know, you walk up and you act like you're really pissed off at them, and then you shoot them in the face with some barbecue sauce. I mean, that'd shit their pants, right?
Yeah, but that also sounds like another, you know, hey, watch this moment. Like, don't worry, sweetie. It's a condiment gun, blam.
I thought I was just... But all in all, that was meant for sour cream. So at the very least, we need to come up with some kind of better distribution for sour cream. I mean, the tub of sour cream, that sucks.
Why don't you just take your thing of sour cream, figure out how much you're going to need, put it into a Ziploc bag, and then squeeze the end, and then... Cut
are you
the
talking
tip
about
off.
Like you're icing a cake?
Yeah. Why don't you just do that?
That's not bad.
I mean, it cost a Ziploc bag.
How often do you make tacos at home that you would want to waste all that sour cream? You're never going to be able to measure it out perfectly, and you're going to be throwing away a bunch of sour cream every time you make tacos.
No, fucking Horror Honeys in the chat has a great point. It would work great in a Western-themed restaurant. That's so fucking true.
Oh, that is great.
The fucking waitress or something walks around with a gun belt, and they're like, you know, you want some barbecue sauce, partner? Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
And they could have
like
huge tits.
Like you go to Texas Roadhouse, big titty broad whips out the barbecue gun.
Oh, and it
and
makes her hips look bigger.
At the gift shop in the Texas Roadhouse.
And that's where you sell them?
Mm-hmm.
See, because now you've seen them in action. Now you want
absolutely
one for yourself.
I guarantee you that if you ever brought this to market, within a month you'd have a lawsuit about some woman killing her husband on accident, air quotes. But, oh, I thought it was the condiment gun, so I shot him.
The first story that would come out of this would be a police officer accidentally shot a child who was carrying around a barbecue sauce gun.
Don't you think that, I mean, you know, all publicity is good publicity, right? I mean, then we're
sure
being advertised on the news. We don't even have to pay for ads.
I know, they're going to show the picture of that gun everywhere.
Right. And people are going to say, fuck, man, it looks dangerous. They killed a kid. But, man, that would be awesome to, you know, squirt your sour cream off with that.
You'd almost have to stage that just for the publicity.
Oh, yeah, easily. You just make some dude that's already, like, half brain dead. He doesn't need his jaw. Who gives a shit? Just write him a check.
You're going to be making enough off those condiment guns, you'll be able to easily afford it.
Oh, wouldn't it be funny if somebody was trying to commit suicide, instead of getting a bullet in the back of his brain, he got a shit ton of sour cream? Make him even more depressed that he fucked that up, too.
How much would you pay for something like this? You think $20 a piece? Oh, that's a fair price, right?
That depends on how, like, cleanable it is. Is it dishwasher safe?
Oh, you know, that's a good point, because I think that the only part that comes into contact with the actual thing, it will have like a cartridge.
Yeah.
So the cartridge is disposable, and then you just buy a new cartridge. So, like, you know, there'll be like a plug in the back that like pushes it a little bit up. You know, like a caulk gun.
Yeah.
You buy the caulk, you stick the caulk in the gun, and then the little thing in the back just pushes the back of it a little bit more and more and more. That way you're not wasting any. I mean, think about all the ketchup you're wasting when you just try to shake it out of that bottle and just give up and go buy a new ketchup bottle.
Yeah, but plus that ensures repeat customers.
You use it all.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't have one gun just for ketchup, one gun just for mayonnaise.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Well, you can't do that. Nobody's going to have like a shit ton of like fake guns laying about their kitchen.
They will if you buy like the really cool like wood holder for them all, like the knife block.
Yeah,
you have like a condiment gun block.
I guarantee you that if you like created like a gun case that rednecks could put on their counter, and you had
a
gun case, like a gun rack, you leave the cartridges, like little pegs. Yes, and the cartridges sit in your refrigerator until you're ready to use them. Then you load the guns when you need to use them.
Oh my god,
this is a fucking hit. This is one of your better ones.
Tell me this isn't gonna make us $1 billion.
Well,
at least a half a million.
That's a great idea. Are you an engineer? Can you work with
injection? No, I'm just going to sell my idea to somebody. I got an idea a minute, man.
Yeah, but you're going to have a working prototype. What you should do is go to a bunch of executives with like a real gun and then shoot a hot dog. Like, it'll be like this, only it'll be mustard.
No, you take a cocked gun.
Yeah.
And like some mustard, and you do it that way, and you just be like, dude, only we're going to make this look way cooler.
And smaller.
Well, you just glue stick a picture of a real gun on the side of that cock gun, so it's like, this is kind of going to look like this.
Right.
Or what about a hot glue gun?
Yeah, look, I'm not pitch guy, I'm not prototype guy, I'm idea guy.
Idea guy sounds like he doesn't work very hard.
I don't need to work hard, I got the ideas.
Well, your bath buddy was a horrible idea.
It wasn't a bad idea. That's an awesome idea.
There is no way that can work.
And the fuck planes?
There are already fuck planes. Somebody came up with that in the 70s.
Either we're being robbed or Drunkard STL on the Twitters just showed up.
Holy shit.
Drunk!
Look at this fucking guy.
I was hoping it was drunk instead of some dude who's going to knife me in my kidneys.
Right.
Or, you know, also drunk.
Can I ask you, do you think Drunk showed up because of the penis cleaning tips that were on Twitter today?
Drunk, yes, have sir. You ever cleaned out your pee hole?
No.
Drunk, why do you turn on the microphone before you start fussing with it? You fuss with it, and then you turn it on.
I think it's upside down, yeah. Gotta do the thing. I think mine's like that, too.
Travis, drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk, Travis.
Oh, hello.
How you doing, Travis?
Have you ever gotten soap in your pee hole? I don't like it.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, like, are we supposed to be cleaning these out?
Well, I put soap in and it burned. No.
I mean, does your pee just clean out your pee hole? Or, like, am I supposed to be kind of like, you know...
Urine is supposed to be sterile, ain't it?
But yeah. Am I supposed to be kind of like, you know, rubbing around the end, like the edge... Or like, you know, cleaning up the rim a little bit. You know what I mean?
I don't fuck around.
Man, like I wash my butthole pretty thoroughly.
Well, look what that's gotten you.
That's true.
Yeah.
The itch is back.
You know, your ladies say you're not supposed to clean out the vag too often or else it gets all dry and itchy and then you get other things.
Well, I mean, like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I went to Target the other day.
And it started salivating?
Well, why don't you let me tell my fucking story? I went to Target the other day because we needed toilet paper. And sometimes when you go to Target, they got the toilet paper, but then, like, if you get something else, you get something free. So, like, if you get a certain kind of toilet paper, they're like, oh, we'll get this bonus item for free because you bought this. So I was like, well, fuck, if I'm going to get something for free, I'll buy this toilet paper. I fell into the trap. Free item, the wipes.
Oh.
I love the wipes, Napier.
Yeah?
I love them. They're, like, my favorite thing in the entire world.
They, like, feel cottony soft.
Like, you know how you love World of Tanks?
Yes.
And Drunk, you know how you love vodka?
Mm-hmm.
I love the wipes.
Yeah.
They make me feel so clean. They make me just feel wonderful.
You know, they have those for vaginas, too. You know, so you know. So you know.
So I got a free thing of the wipes, but the wipes were the problem, Drunk. The wipes is what made my butthole itch.
Why did the wipes make your butthole itch?
I don't know.
But well, did you take them out?
Using them, the itch was gone.
Did you take them out?
Was it the Target brand?
No, I buy name brand wipes. Target brand wipes. What am I, an animal? So I try it. I'm like, enough time has passed. I mean, when was the itch? That was years ago. And I've been without incident. And so I think maybe whatever was wrong with my butthole at that time, maybe it has learned to love again. But, I mean, like, one wipe, man, and my butthole is back to square one.
Well, how long did you leave it in?
I have a sensitive butt. How did leave it in? I wiped my ass with it.
Yeah, but how long did you leave it in? You know? Because the ladies say you can't leave them in there too long or else you get problems.
Do you, like, do a semi-insert of one finger as you're passing by the actual hole and then, like, keep going, or?
Like, semi-insert? Well, I mean, like, you know, I get up against it.
Sure.
You give it a bit of a dig.
Right, a dig.
I mean, maybe a little dig. I mean, not like a, you know, not like a knuckle deep or anything, but yeah, I mean, I wipe it thoroughly. I want it to be clean. I don't want to be walking around like my butt cheeks rubbing together and just scraping all day.
So if it was your mouth, how far into your mouth would you have gone?
I mean, not even like in my mouth, just like, you know, along the lips.
So not like past the nail or anything?
No.
Okay.
So.
I don't know, I think you can go a little bit deeper than the nail.
Drunk. Is that part of your secret? Is that why you only need two wipes?
Well, like you said, it's not like I'm going knuckle deep, but I wouldn't say, I don't know, first knuckle maybe.
First knuckle?
Probably.
So you, like, finger your asshole.
Damn near.
You're shoving shit back up into your rectum.
No, I'm pulling it out.
You can't pull it out by shoving a finger in your ass.
So you get, like, a curl? So you get, like, you can hook it out?
I mean,
how are you curling in there?
You give the little middle finger a little, how's your uncle? And
no. You should have seen the little hand gesture he just did, Travis.
Jesus Christ.
It was terrifying.
I'm wondering how there's enough room to curl the little first knuckle.
You can make room, sir. You make room.
If you're really into it.
Napier,
yeah.
I can't even imagine how you. I mean, Napier, it has to be a whole process.
I'm pretty sure Napier's all liquid anyway, so it's just.
It's a lot of liquid.
What do you mean a lot of liquid? Oh.
Like he doesn't shit solid. It's just liquid.
So it's messy.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's real messy.
Oh, God, I hate it when it splashes back and I get poo water on my taint. And I gotta, like, wipe my taint.
How do you know it's poo water, though?
It came back up at me.
But that doesn't make it poo water.
My asshole isn't screaming
Napier,
shit.
When you sit on the toilet, do you kind of like have to like raise and separate your ass cheeks just to get like a straight shot?
Oh, no, they're pretty good and separated.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I actually have a very powerful ass.
Isn't it weird that like we're so evolved, or we think we are, but we're like the only species that has to wipe our ass?
No, we're the only ones that get to. Everybody else just has
shit on their ass. Pretty much got it figured out.
I guess my dog licks his ass every time he shits.
I
prefer to not lick my ass.
You don't see a goddamn rabbit right wiping its ass. Well, rabbit just shits.
Have you seen those tiny little shits that he shits out?
And they're always hard. What if every shit you took was like those little balls?
Right, like a
baby.
That
would be awesome.
A baby coming out of you? No, dude.
No, if you just shot out little like poo like balls and then moved on.
I'd love to shoot those pellets out.
Wouldn't
that'd
be great.
Great. Yes,
especially if it made like a little pop noise every time you did it.
Because then it would be like that perfect wipe when you're done, where you like rub the toilet paper and there's like nothing on the toilet paper.
Oh, are we not
just
on
that
one right
perfect
now?
Wipe?
I don't know. Napier minimizes this.
No, right? We're fine. It's on there.
We're hardwired.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
There's no
reason. No fucking reason why his wife should go out no money all over town and they come and they pee on your fucking rug.
I tied it all together, man.
Fucking Chinaman.
There was a couple of child abandonment stories that I was... Well, one of them was a child abandonment story. The other one was kind of like a negligent parent story.
No, they're both kind of...
And which one are you?
I do not have children, Drunk.
Yeah.
Not anymore. You know the state.
Maybe we should go to break.
I don't have children anymore either because I washed my socks.
Socks? You use socks, bro? They're a little too thick.
All right, fellas, before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a quick break, figure out why we're not on the station, and we'll be back.
Pussy gush.
Red and Jay here from the We're Right, You're Wrong podcast.
Hey, catch us on Radio FUBAR Wednesdays, 10:30 p.m. Central.
If you want to hear two idiots talk about their views on the week's headlines,
or hear us attempt to interview comedians,
or if you just love to hear and learn about new bands, then tune into our show every week.
We're Right, You're Wrong podcast, Wednesdays on Radio FUBAR, 10:30 p.m. Central, 11:30 Eastern, and if you can't figure it out, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time.
Remember one thing. We're right. You're wrong.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact us on the Skype, WFO Dicks. I guess we are going to be trying to figure out some kind of phone number thing. As of right now, the Radio FUBAR phone number is non-operational.
You should just give them your number.
Just give out my phone number?
Yeah. Just your personal number.
That seems like a good idea.
Seems...
There's no way that could possibly go wrong.
Yeah, who bad's going to call you? only lovers of the show.
Did you see that the elephants escaped the circus?
Well, not for too long.
Like down the street from us, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the family arena.
Yeah, they were running around out in the parking lot fucking up cars, which that's fucking cool, right?
Right.
I would have paid to watch that.
You wouldn't be mad, would you? Be like, that elephant fucked up my car. I mean, of course, I'm still filing an insurance claim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Might sue the circus.
Probably get a new car out
of it. I'd be laughing my fucking ass off if an elephant fucked up my car.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like my car, but I don't, like, love my car. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, they're just out running around out in the parking lot. How did they get... Were they out in the parking lot to begin with? Were they doing, like, elephant rides or something?
Well, they probably don't live in the family arena.
You know, I think he's right. Where do they live? India?
I'm betting not Missouri.
Fucking asshole. So,
how hard do you think it is to transport an elephant?
It's probably like moving an elephant, if you think about it.
Like, yeah.
Do they gotta like use those like extra wide loads on the highway and whatnot?
I don't know. How do you transport an elephant from city to city?
Didn't Dumbo use trains?
I think he
you
used,
have to get a really.
I think
big,
he used his ears.
It'd be like one of those horse carrier things, but like a really 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 big one.
Yeah. So it's got to be trains.
Wouldn't an elephant be freaking out driving down the highway? You think he has windows?
Maybe they sedate them.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just in case he freaks out. So anyway, we have a couple of questions for Dr. Napier.
So it's that time?
It is.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
From Anchor Babcock, if you had grown up with Will Wheaton, would you have picked on him for being a nerd?
Oh, I would have beat the shit out of that little kid every fucking day. Actually, no, he probably would have beat the shit out of me for being
worse. I probably would disagree with that, because he probably grew up a lot richer than I, so I'd probably try to make friends with him.
Yeah, he was Wesley Crusher. He was living on that Star Trek money.
And I guarantee you he's still making Star Trek money.
Yeah.
I have no idea who Will Wheaton is, guys.
He was Wesley Crusher on fucking Star Trek The Next Generation.
And he's in that Big Bang Theory, and he'll be making a lot of money from that, too.
And he's
a horrible asshole on Twitter.
Is he?
Yeah, he sucks.
He's probably right up your alley, dude. You should follow him right now.
I should?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no Roberto Luongo, but he's pretty good on the Twitter.
Oh, Roberto Luongo is the best on Twitter.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Has he been tweeting since his latest concussion?
I don't think so.
Oh, I saw that dude's neck whiplash. Oh, it was fantastically awesome just to see him cave under that big dude.
So, Will Wheaton, you would have picked on him.
No, he probably would have picked on me. I'm probably way worse than him. I don't have a height advantage. He's probably taller than me.
You think? From Matt Leroy, do you play golf? What's your handicap?
No, I do not.
I play golf, but I don't even know what a handicap is. I just go out there and whack balls. So it's probably pretty high or low.
Went to the driving range one time, and they had a big sign up that said, you know, like, lefties have to hit on this side.
Right.
Like, I couldn't hit where I wanted to. I had, like, a designated area.
Right.
Me. I felt like Rosa Parks.
What do you mean you couldn't hit where you wanted to? Where did you want to hit?
Where I could and couldn't go. I had to go, like, to the right side.
You know why they do that, right?
To hit my balls. It doesn't matter.
So that you don't fucking shank balls into the fucking street. That's why they do that.
I was going to make a big deal about it, but I thought that, you know, I was a coward. Well, I didn't stand up for my rights like Rosa Parks.
You could have gone to the extreme left-hand side, too, and tried to hit the houses. They let you do that. You're talking about the one behind Shop and Save, right? Yes or no?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The driving range.
I keep hearing clicking in your roof.
Is there any way that, like, we can make it more local so that, like, you know, just, like, the people in my neighborhood...
Well, I mean, most driving ranges are the same. You can go to the far right or the far left. Those are
your
two options.
I want to go wherever I want to go.
You can't go to the middle,
bro. I don't
want
some asshole telling me where I can whack balls from.
Sorry.
I think that's your right. You paid to use that driving range, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, like my mom said, I couldn't whack balls in my bedroom, but I did.
You know
every
what?
Night.
When I take a dump, I always use the handicap stall. Because it's the best one. Fuck you.
Have you ever had a handicapped person get pissed off that you're
need
in there?
The space?
No.
I have. Oh, God, this old man was pissed. This dude in a wheelchair, no fucking legs. He was so pissed off I was shitting in the handicap stall. I shit in this stall.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you imagine that the handicapped fella, his whole life is waiting?
Well, when I got in there, everyone was full. Like, there was a full bullpen. The only place to shit was the handicap stall.
Yeah, so fuck you. Chill out. He should take one look at you and say, oh, that guy needs the extra room.
Well, yeah, I mean, fair enough.
You're
but
a big fella.
He couldn't see me. He was pissed off that the handicap stall was taken.
Did he bang on the door?
Yeah.
I ain't got no legs.
He was running his wheelchair into the fucking door, like banging the fuck out of it. He's like, hey, you ain't handicapped. You ain't handicapped. Like, I
you
told
know what?
Him
fuck, fuck that guy. They don't give out permits to use the handicap stall in a bathroom. It's not like a handicap space at Walmart where you would decide where you want to park.
They
it's
don't even have handicap
stall.
Stickers on them anymore. Like, they used to have handicap stickers on the big stalls. They took those out. They're not there anymore.
Right. It's just the bar, so, like, you just assume it's a handicap stall. It's, like, no big... You just use it.
I told the dude I had a medical condition. I had to take a shit.
So do you like using the handicap stall so you can grip both handles while you're shitting?
I just like the extra room.
Yeah?
I like to spread out.
Are you claustrophobic?
I am, a bit.
I like to take power shits where I grab the little guardrails, and I, like, heave back, and I push my knees forward, and I take power dumps.
Every now and then, I perch on the toilet like a bird, and I use the power of my legs to push.
No, you don't.
I do. I do that maybe once a week. I take a perched bird shit with my feet on the lid.
Have you ever taken a shit like a man standing up?
When I was a kid, I actually sat on the toilet backwards, and like I used the tank as like a little table.
Yeah.
So like I could put stuff on it, and like, you know, if I was reading
like
a
breakfast
book,
or
like if I was reading a book or something, I could put it on there. And
so when you were a child, you like took your pants completely off when you were taking a shit?
Oh, I take everything off every time if I'm at home. I
mean, to this day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can't shit like that.
If I'm in public, then I shit just with my pants around my ankles. But if I'm at home, I'm butt ass naked. I never wear clothes when I shit.
I cannot take a shit without my underwear on.
So when you were in school, were you the child that pissed in the urinal with your ass hanging out?
No.
But
like if I'm sitting down to shit, I have this irrational fear. I've always had this fear that like
you're gonna shit on your pants.
Yeah, like my shirt tail is gonna get tucked in.
Oh,
like
so you just go like completely
shit on
shirt,
the bottom
pants,
of my shirt.
Everything. Have you ever shat on your shirt before?
No, I've never had.
So why would you have that? You're 30 something years old.
Because I don't wear a shirt.
Yeah, but you've shat on with a shirt before,
like in public.
Okay, and how many times you shat on that said shirt?
Never.
Okay, so what's the fear for?
Because it might happen someday, and then I'll have shit on my shirt.
What are you, 80?
If I'm at home by myself, I can shit however I want.
You're right. America. Fuck yeah.
When your butthole itches, does it have a smell?
His fingers do.
Yeah.
So that was
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
You know what I never understood about the talk?
Dan Furnicase in the chat, backing me up. It's called precaution drunk. That's right.
I'm sorry.
Just because it's never happened doesn't mean it could.
I'm sorry.
How many escalator accidents are there? Probably not many. But still, make sure your fucking shoes are tied before you get on one.
You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. I'm sorry. I just don't feel the need to disrobe every time I have to take a shit.
You know the show that's on
before.
So do
you put your clothes immediately back on after you're done shitting?
No, drunk. When I take my clothes off to shit, I'm done with clothes for the day.
Oh, that's like women in their bras.
Yeah, once it's off, it's like, oh, I guess I'm done with clothes. I'll just fucking roam around the house and make dinner naked.
That just seems like such a hassle to take your clothes off, shit, and then put them right back on. So do you put clean clothes on after every time you do this?
Like, you wear pants and underwear and a shirt, right?
Dude, so, I got like 6 layers on right now. If I had to disrobe every time I took a shit.
You have too many shirts, drunk. You need a shirt. If it's cold out, 2. Okay, put on a hoodie or something. How many shirts do you have on right now?
Well, I got on this hoodie.
Okay, that's 1.
Then I got my uniform shirt on.
Okay, that's 2.
And then I got my 3/4.
Okay.
And then I got a t-shirt on underneath.
You're wearing 4 shirts.
Well, now I'm wearing 3.
So you're 1/4 of the way to taking a successful non-poop on your shirt dump.
So do you take off your socks and shoes when you do this too?
Socks and shoes?
Socks and shoes.
Take off my socks and shoes.
Your socks and shoes.
Sometimes when I take a poop, I like to expose my belly so that, you know, the fart smell and the shit smell don't get trapped underneath my shirt like a really stinky hot air balloon.
Oh, boy. This piece of shit.
You still got like 45 minutes left, dude.
Do you want to get into my movie ideas?
Yeah.
I bet.
No, I think we should talk about shit for another 30 minutes.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like that was. How do we always get back to shit?
Because everything revolves around
Uranus.
Wasn't
there a question about shit?
No, it was, do you play golf? What's your handicap? That became shit somehow. Oh, because we were talking about handicapped toilet stalls.
Yeah, there we go.
And that turned into a 20-minute conversation about shit.
Let me wrap up the shit conversation with a shit story. I used to work for my current job. I used to work in grocery stores a lot, and I'd work like early morning Saturdays. And early morning Saturdays was like the worst time to go in a grocery store bathroom because for some reason, like old men, they always like to go into a grocery store at 4 a.m. and walk around and then go take a shit and have their coffee. Maybe not in that order.
Are they like mall walkers?
No, they'd like go in and buy a couple of donuts and drink the free coffee that they'd give out and
like
walk
sit
around
in a break room.
Exactly. Okay. And they would just hang out there and talk to each other. But they'd always have to shit only Saturday mornings, not Sundays, not any other day. But if you go in like and you always know you'd never go into those bathrooms on Saturday mornings. But there was one day that I had had one of the like muffins at the grocery stores and a cup of coffee, and I just had to get in there. You walk in there, you pull that stall open, and I just as soon as I closed that door behind me and was ready to sit down, I looked down, and it looked like a murder scene, except instead of blood, there was shit literally all over the walls, on the seat, on the front of the wall, on the door. It was under the door, it was on the floor, and it was even on that little slidey thing that locks the door. Like, I don't know if the guy had it like all over his hands, like in a big ball, and when he went to open the door to get out, it just like smeared all over the fucking little latch thing.
How else would you get it up there?
I have no idea.
You'd have to be really tall, right?
But how would you get it above the tank on the toilet on the wall? Like, how did that happen?
Oh, God.
So let me ask you this. What did you do?
I fucking crawled out of the bottom of the thing because I couldn't touch, because I had like just like bumped the fucking thing closed like with my elbow because I don't like to touch things in public bathrooms. So I probably had a little bit of the dried shit on my elbow, but I couldn't touch it. Like the fucking place was just covered in there. The only place that was cool that like didn't have shit smeared all over it was under like the, you know, like the 3 foot or 2 foot door like opening like right underneath. So I like literally crawled on my back underneath that fucking door and got the hell out of there after I washed my hands.
So did you clean it or did you like hover?
I don't know what my back scraped on as I crawled out of there, but I knew that I had to clean myself. I didn't tell anybody at the store. I didn't work for the store, so I didn't tell anybody at the store because I just figured it'd be a funny joke for the next guy.
So you just hovered?
I didn't do it. I fucking left. I went to like the gas station down the street to actually use a bathroom.
Okay.
I couldn't use that thing.
I'm racking my brain trying to think of a scenario on how this happened, and I think I got it.
Okay, give it to me.
When me and Napier and Napier's lady friend were eating, she brought a Mountain Dew over. When she opened the Mountain Dew, it kind of shot all over the place. And so that's my line of thinking here. It's a colostomy bag. I had a little bit of trouble with that one. Colostomy bag. They go in to empty it out, right?
Oh.
Sure. Takes it off.
Oh, yes.
Unscrews it. Shit just goes everywhere, right? Because, you know.
Farts got trapped in it.
Right, right. And it just bubbled out. And, like, I mean, I don't know if you ever, you kind of freak out when that happens. Like, you know, when stuff starts shooting, you don't really know what to do.
Except for this is shit.
He doesn't have, like, a lid to tighten back on it. I mean, he disconnected it from a hose. And so it's just going everywhere. That's the only thing I can think of.
So it's just like a scene in one of those movies where the guy is just, like, flailing all around the stall then, shooting shit everywhere.
I can just picture an old man taking a huge shit in the toilet and then some, like, whimsical music, like elevator music, comes on, and this dude is just humming along, digging into the toilet with both hands, and then wiping shit all over the walls, all over the stall doors, and just gleefully humming along to the music, just in the background.
Like, that's kind of what we came up with, too, is like thinking like this old man had to have just been having like a Alzheimer's moment and thought he was finger painting or something, because I brought a coworker in there like that worked for the same company I did, because I had to show him. I'm like, this is the most disgusting fucking thing I've seen since we've been here. So I like pulled the door open a little bit, or like, I don't know if somebody would have been there before, but he had like popped his head in there and looked, and we still talk about it. This is fucking 10 years ago and we still can't figure out what the hell happened.
Did you see a bunch of like handprints? Like he tried to make one of those little kid handprint turkeys with his shit.
I probably would have immediately started vomiting all over the place. Gross.
Whenever you're in the stall, you just hear some old man going gobble gobble. He's making shit turkeys.
Shit turkeys.
Gobble gobble.
Drunk is so not amused at the shit party. Drunk is just sitting there, like, with pursed lips, looking at us like we're retarded, for laughing at shit turkeys. I'm sorry, Drunk.
No, there's nothing to apologize for.
That means he's not picturing a shit turkey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He takes his fingernail and makes little eyes. He tries to get some of the corn to make plumage so it'll attract the other female turkeys that he's drawn over in the corner.
Our stream sucks so bad.
Yeah, so we are getting kicked off and
but it's not
coming
your
back on.
It's, but it's not your connection because then Skype wouldn't work.
Right, it's not my connection. So I mean, like, we're hardwired. We're double connected. Nothing else is on. We've never had problems before, so.
Well, at least they'll be able to download it, right?
Right. We're still not connected. I don't know.
That's what the podcast is for, to catch the things that you miss.
Because our...
So they can rewind and listen over and over and over again.
You should just type in there, we have a paywall now.
Yeah. You haven't paid your 99 cents for the next 20 minutes of podcast.
There we go. Yay. Yay.
Oh, boy. Okay, I don't know how to do the...
anything?
I don't know how to do the...
Let's just invite everybody to Skype in, and we'll just invite all of our friends.
So, yeah, I guess this is the time where we're supposed to reset. Am I going to have to, like, leave that thing open all the time so that I can restart the server whenever shit like this happens?
You know what we should do? Go to break.
Sue Radio Fubar. For all your monies.
Break.
Now we're back.
Hey, and we're back.
Okay. Ooh.
Thank you for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
If you'd like, contact you can Skype us.
UFO Dicks.
Or 740.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give out the phone number. It doesn't work.
So why shouldn't we give it out?
Because it doesn't work.
So?
Are you sure it worked last week when I pretended like it didn't?
Again. So now we're back off again.
Yay! Connecting. Bye, guys. Oh, didn't Unfit have this problem? And they said, oh, well, they're trying to kick us off prematurely. Oh, we're on the air again. Hey, guys. Do you think it's fading in and out and they're, like, getting parts? Yeah,
they're getting, like, little parts.
Little two-minute snippets, and then it goes away.
So, connection, I don't know. I don't think this is us. I really don't.
I know for a fact it's not us.
Well, you don't know for a fact it's not us. But other people are having problems, too. So, I mean, if there's a common denominator, you would think that it would be...
Not us.
I don't know. But right now we're on the air. So, hey, let's do a show.
Yeah.
Drunk was going to interview Rihanna.
You interviewed Rihanna last week in place of Drunk.
Yeah, but, I mean, she came back.
She didn't.
For Drunk.
She didn't come back.
Yeah, she came back for Drunk.
Who wouldn't want to come back for a face like this?
And all that smiley... The happy, carefree.
I mean, I'm clean shaven. I got a haircut and everything. I look like a goddamn child.
So, I want to talk about my movies.
Which movies?
My movies.
Do they have titles?
Yes. Well, no, one of them doesn't. I'm hoping maybe you can name it. Travis, you're still there, right?
Last time I named something, you got pissed off at me like 2 years later.
So, a while back...
So, do you have trailers for these two? Because... Last time we played this game, your trailers are terrible.
See, this is what I'm talking about, like the feeding the kids. Drunk, what did you bring this week? No, let's hear it. Let's hear what you brought, Drunk. I mean, you're going to Waldorf and whatever the other jackoff's name is.
Statler
and Waldorf. Me, what do you got?
I'm Power Cunt.
Statler and Power Cunt?
Yeah.
Okay. So... a while back, a buddy of mine This is way back in the junior high, the high school. This is all leading up to my movie idea. He was having sex with a neighborhood gal. And when he would have sex with this neighborhood gal, she would bring over her, like, 2 or 3 year old sister. And, like, me and his brother would like, babysit and watch Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers and shits while he took the gal down in the basement and railed her.
Yeah.
So the parents didn't like him very much.
Well, probably because he was fucking their daughter.
Right.
You're,
right.
You're what, 12, 13 at this point?
I mean, you know, we're probably junior high kids, maybe starting high school. And so years and years and years go by. This is maybe a couple of years ago. I'm hanging out in the bar with this fella, and he's telling me that the girl that me and his brother used to babysit is like 15, 16 now, and she's Facebook friends with him and, like, you know, sending him, like, suggestive stuff. Like, you know, hey, what do you think of my new, you know, underwear set? And, you know, like stuff that could get him in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not using his name.
Or her name.
And I'm encouraging him, stop this now. Unfriend her, be done with this. Because her parents already hate you. Not that it would matter, because you're accepting underwear pics from a 15-year-old girl. And so I thought
this would... Oh, the 15-year-old girl is the one sending the underwear pics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one that we used to babysit while he was plowing her older daughter, or sister.
And he's in his 30s.
Yeah. And so I was thinking about, like, how this could be, like... I think it's probably been done similar things. Like that one with that Cary Elwes guy and Alicia Silverstone...
A Beautiful Mind?
No, the one... Do you know what I'm talking about, Travis?
The Crush.
Yeah, The Crush. Remember at the end when he decked her on the Ferris wheel?
Absolutely.
That was fucking great.
That was great.
That should be like a Vine or something. I would just watch that loop around 100 times. Him decking her off the Ferris wheel. That was fucking funny. But anyway, we should live tweet The Crush.
I'm down. Are you free tomorrow?
it's been done something similar, but like, what if he was like a substitute teacher or something, and like he had her as a student and she started kind of hitting on him, and like the parents are already wary of him because they remember him when he was a kid and he was, you know, banging the older sister.
So is he not a substitute teacher?
Well, no, he's not a substitute teacher, but through the magic of Hollywood he can be.
Why can't he just be what he is now? What does he do?
Well, I just think he's a bag boy. More at interesting the story.
Can he be played by Steve Buscemi?
No, it'd probably Steve have to be Buscemi something is, someone younger.
Yeah, it's got to be someone in their 30s.
Right. Or, I mean, Steve Buscemi and like the younger sister, he would have been banging a chick in like her 40s or something.
Okay.
And that's not fun. Nobody wants to fuck a 40-year-old.
Well, probably other 40-year-olds. I guess they really don't want to either.
So what's the name of this movie, Napier? You got a good name for it?
Feeding Frenzy.
That's a good title. That's great. I mean, for the subject matter, I think that's perfect.
Hey, look at that.
Travis, do you have a name for this movie?
No, it looks like Jay Adson does, though. He's calling it The Footlong Sub.
That's the name of the movie? The Footlong Sub?
I would assume that's what he was talking about.
Oh, wait, because he's a substitute. I get it.
Oh, hey, how about She's My Cherry Pie?
But the real main event, the real movie that I want to talk about, I mean, that was just the opening act, was I pitched a movie on the Twitter the other day that kind of became a whole day thing with Shannon Lake, Drunk's girlfriend, and Mr. Dan Fernicase. It involves a giant tiger, right? I'm talking like a tiger the size of a bus. I'm not talking like a Godzilla-sized tiger. I'm talking about a pretty decent-sized fucking tiger.
Like the snake from Anaconda?
Yeah, well, sure. I didn't see Anaconda. Was it a big snake?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's like that, only it's a tiger.
Did you see Anacondas?
I did not.
That's the sequel.
That's clever. They just put an S on the end.
Yeah.
And alphabetically, they would go next to each other.
Kind of like Alien and Aliens.
Right. It's good. So this tiger, right, he's like an experiment gone wrong. Like, they wanted to, like, make a super tiger or something. Gets unleashed on New York City. And, like, he just runs around and starts eating people.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm thinking Richard Dreyfuss makes this tiger, right? Or, okay, like, a Richard Dreyfuss type.
How about Gary Busey? People would believe that he would, you know, get fucked up and be a scientist and then make something unexpected.
But, like, you got to think, I mean, like, the monster movies, there's been a lot of them. But they're kind of getting away from, you know, every monster now is just like a big blob of thing. It's not like a thing that exists. It's like, I mean, like, King Kong was cool because it was a big, giant fucking gorilla. But, like, that fucking what was that J.J. Abrams guy? What even was that thing?
Oh,
it was a big stupid thing.
What are you talking about?
The one with the shitty
Escape from New York guy.
The
Snake
shitty
Plissken.
Fucking
Cloverfield.
The Cloverfield thing. What was that thing? That thing sucked. And even like the new Godzilla. The new Godzilla doesn't even look like a Godzilla. New Godzilla looks like some big thing. We need like a big giant fucking tiger running around eating people. Fucking that Life of Pi movie made like $600 million just to see if that tiger would eat one Indian kid.
Did
you put a goddamn giant tiger on a city eating a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
And little kids.
$1 billion.
How about a zombie tiger?
No, drunk.
That way you can't kill it.
No, you can't kill it anyway. It's a super tiger.
Yeah.
The only thing that can kill the tiger is like Michael Keaton's secret weapon. Because Michael Keaton was Richard Dreyfuss's partner.
Is it that Batmobile that comes out of the water?
No. Michael Keaton is more than just Batman, Napier.
No,
Michael Keaton is incredible.
Okay, then it'll be that thing from Duplicity where there's a whole bunch of Michael Keatons.
That'll be more Duplicity.
Yeah.
Travis, this is the part where you need to help me.
I was thinking that Michael Keaton and Richard Dreyfuss spent years in the lab before this tiger even escaped, creating a serum to combat accidental tiger giantization. No?
Can Richard Dreyfuss and Michael Keaton be gay lovers in this movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Then we got a movie.
But okay, so there's like a, there's got to be a love story in there somewhere.
No, they just fuck.
No, not Richard Dreyfuss and Michael Keaton, like a young starlet that's running from the tiger.
That fucked the tiger? I mean,
like, and she's the one that has to go find Michael Keaton because he's in exile.
Didn't you cast this one already? Isn't she the sassy young street smart one?
Right, it's Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick, yes.
Anna Kendrick is going to be in our tiger movie.
I don't even know who that is.
And I was going to get...
Did Travis just pfft me?
He did. He pfft you.
Ridiculous.
And I was thinking of that guy that was married to Reese Witherspoon for...
Ryan, the non-famous guy?
Ryan Phillippe?
Ryan, yeah.
The ex-husband.
Yeah. I was thinking him for like the love interest.
Is he still alive?
He didn't die.
When's the last time he's done anything?
We probably would have heard. This is going to be his resurgence. He's going to be in the Super Mega Tiger movie.
Cruel Intentions? Was that his last movie?
We'll revitalize him like Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be his big comeback. He's going to be in the big tiger movie. We don't need huge stars. We got a giant fucking tiger.
So why don't you just cast yourself then? You could be a star.
Think of the goddamn movie posters and stuff. Think of all the fucking great, everybody has tigers as like default screensaver tigers and stuff. It'll be beautiful. We'll make a big giant beautiful tiger that'll just roam around New York City and creep around corners, and like you, he'll be like a silent killer, but he's giant.
How are you gonna be silent if you're giant?
Because he's a cat.
He's a cat,
but he's the size of a bus.
He's a big fucking
tiger. You can see him. You can see him just fine.
But you can't see him over buildings.
Yeah, we're not saying he's invisible.
So, like, you know, he creeps around corners.
How hard does he step?
Not very. He's a cat.
He's stalking his millions and millions of prey.
Can he take a huge shit? Just one scene where he takes a huge shit. I just want to see his butthole wink like a giant.
On purpose.
Yes.
You're trying to break.
I want to see his anus open and close like a giant like camera shutter, and it just flops out this huge shit with like skeletons in it from the people he's eaten.
The goal of the show is to make me hate everyone and not want to do a show. Is that, do I got it right?
I don't have to work that hard doing that.
You have to admit that that would be a fantastic scene if you wanted to throw a little camp in there where they're like hanging around on the side of a building. They're like peeking around the corner to see if the giant tiger is there, and they have no idea the tiger's anus is like right above them, and you don't either until like a giant batch of shit just falls all over like four or five of those people, and they like get crushed to the ground.
They suffocate in the tiger shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I'm back on.
It'll be like in Jurassic Park. The little kids are running away from the raptors, and they get up in that tree, and then all of a sudden, you know, that big-ass dinosaur sneezes all over the little girl. She flips out, has her first period, and then the raptors can smell her again, and then they start running after her into the bakery.
It's been a minute since I've seen that movie. I'm going to have to catch that on the flicks.
So... Dan had the genius idea that the main female protagonist, her name is Curiosity. See, that's good.
Can she be a stripper too? That sounds like a really good stripper name.
So is this your Anna Kendrick character that you're talking about? Yeah. Her name's Curiosity. Is she a stripper?
Yes, yes.
I guess.
That's
I guess
perfect.
Because that's a total stripper.
What if
name?
She's like a cocktail waitress? Because, I mean, poor Anna Kendrick, she doesn't need to be a stripper. She could just be, you know.
She just works at the strip
club. She can maintain
club.
A little bit of class here.
But that's where your street smarts come from. She's like a stripper and you're like, you know, down and out. But really, she's like just smart, sassy little chick that's going to like fight the tiger.
How about she be like a cigarette girl at a 50s theme like nightclub?
So does she carry a weapon? Like a whip or something?
Yeah, her intelligence.
She has her intelligence and a can of pepper spray, just in case somebody tries to rape her. And there could be like an awesome scene where like the tiger zeroes in on her and gets really close to her, and she tries to pepper spray it, and it doesn't even react to it, and then she runs.
So what's she wearing?
Hooker boots.
She's got to be like running around in high heels because I mean
clear heels,
right?
Dress like
she changes.
Yeah, yeah,
jeans,
yeah,
or t-shirt. What do you?
Let's get.
Well, if you're gonna make
costume.
A movie, you gotta go in depth here.
Let's
bro.
Not fucking worry about the giant bust-sized tiger and how awesome that would be. Let's talk about what the broad is wearing. Drunk
tank top, maybe
something that you can see your titties. This is how movies are made.
So
I guarantee
didn't
you.
Didn't you say you had another movie you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, the one that we already talked about.
So let me ask, like, what is the ultimate, like, how does the tiger get defeated? Did we get to that point?
Well, it involves finding Michael Keaton, because I want Michael Keaton to be in my movie.
Right,
Michael
of course.
Keaton, he left the project because he didn't like the direction it was going, but he does know the way to stop it. I think that Dan had an idea that involved like a giant laser or something.
How about feline leukemia, and like the cat just like keels over dead?
Who
like,
says the tiger has to die? You can just leave it open for a sequel.
No, the sequel is when the tiger gives birth to a litter of super mini tigers.
Yeah.
What's scarier than one giant tiger?
Yep.
Like a whole bunch of decent sized tigers.
Oh, and you see them like at the final shot. They're like a fuckload of tigers, just like covered in vag goo. They're just all sitting there, like all pink
and
weird looking.
And then you could have like a prequel with just Michael Keaton and Richard Dreyfuss like doing the experiments and whatnot.
Like a prequel?
Yeah.
Oh, and like how the giant tiger became the giant tiger?
Yeah.
Or like a TV show, you know, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And you can have like Richard Dreyfuss come back even though he got ate by the tiger? And it doesn't make no fucking sense. Like, that fucking TV show don't make no fucking sense.
So, next week, I think, Travis, do we have a guest next week?
We're supposed to have a guest, yeah. I've been in touch with them. I don't know, should we announce it, or... well, you announce drunk stuff all the time.
Yeah, producer Travis has gotten us a guest for next week, so that's exciting.
Does our guest know what show he's going to be on?
I think so. I mean, he mentioned the show, so... I mean, if he had, you know, talked to us, I assume he knows who we are. So that's
exciting.
We're going to, you know, take a stab
at... So we've narrowed it down to a him.
It is a him, yeah. Is
it Patrick Stewart?
Wow, he got it.
How did he get it in one guess?
I don't know. How did he do that? Yeah, promoting the next X-Men movie, Patrick Stewart, on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's exciting. So you might be on time so you can talk to Patrick Stewart, right?
Captain Jean-Luc Picard, absolutely.
Fuck yeah. So
find out how much of a little bitch Wesley Crusher is, a.k.a. Will Wheaton.
So stay tuned for that next week. I did want to briefly talk about the Nick Cannon and Stephen Colbert thing. Napier says that he's an expert on it, so I'm going to let him take the stick on that.
If you let Napier take the stick, all he's going to do is start talking about guns.
Or poop. So Stephen Colbert
made a joke,
right?
And in context, it was actually pretty damn funny.
It was something involving the Washington Redskins.
Yeah,
and he made a joke about, you know,
Asian people
making a foundation for Asian people that's like the Ching Chong Chong Foundation or something.
Yeah.
And so now the Asians want to fire Stephen Colbert.
No, it's pretty much just Michelle Malkin and a bunch of, like, angry white Republicans that they don't like that Stephen Colbert made a joke about something that they don't find offensive.
So,
guys, this is a great story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pretty much what happened was Stephen Colbert made a joke. The joke was that the Washington Redskins is a racist fucking name.
Right.
And that all these people are bullshitting when they're saying, no, it's not racist, teehee. And so he made a little simile. Just say, like, oh, well, it's the equivalent of this.
Right.
And apparently some of the people who like the name the Washington Redskins and don't want to be reminded that, yeah, that's kind of actually a racist name, they got pissed off for the Asian people. I actually have not seen any actual Asian people get pissed off at the joke.
Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity of Orientals and Whatever. That is the name of the foundation that he created.
I'm very offended.
Mm-hmm.
And on the same note, the Nick Cannon thing, Nick Cannon dressed up in white face to promote his new album entitled White People Party Music.
Everybody should just wonder why Eminem's releasing a new album so soon.
Well, it's Nick Cannon, because if Eminem dressed in white face, Eminem would just be dressing as Eminem.
That was the joke.
Oh. I didn't get it. Yeah, now, Nick Cannon is making new music is really the part that's offensive about that story.
I thought he was a comedian.
Is he a comedian?
No, he's a game show host.
He's kind of got his hand in everything, and he's really pretty bad at everything, right?
Mediocre. Yeah, but he's Mariah Carey's husband, so...
Well, he was famous before that.
Yeah, for being like a child singer.
Wasn't he like on a Nickelodeon show or something and then was in a couple of movies and that was his claim to fame?
Yeah, pretty much.
And I guess the controversy is on whether or not a black guy dressing up in white face is racist.
Do you care?
I mean, not really.
Then no.
I'm not. The thing that bothers me is just, you know, I hate when I'm interacting with the blacks and, like, they put on the fake, hokey white guy accent to, like, mock me to my face. That happens a lot. That happens to you too, I'm sure, right?
Oh, I just say thanks, dog.
When you're talking to a black guy that starts off a conversation, like, you know, talking like a black guy, and then like they hear your voice and then like, oh, well, hello there, sir. You know, like they do that. That bothers me, and that happens a lot. And so, like,
well, that's the area you live in.
I get that never.
Yeah, I don't really get that. Me? Yeah. Also, you're a kind of a dick.
Is it because I'm a Bill Murray?
No, because you're a dick.
Do you remember when that black guy told me I'm a Bill Murray?
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it meant.
What did it mean?
I don't know.
You still don't?
He said, man, you're a Bill Murray. And to this day, I still don't know what that means.
Well, there's not one person on Earth that has a problem with Bill Murray, so
right.
It's
got to
mean
me,
something
though.
Good.
I mean, maybe he thinks that Bill Murray sucks, and he thinks that I suck.
Nobody thinks Bill Murray sucks.
Well, maybe he was just calling you, like, white.
You're white.
Yeah, you're a Bill Murray, dude.
That's the new racial slur.
Yeah, yeah, that's the new cracker or honky, Bill Murray.
Well, Travis, your first show is in the can.
Oh, boy.
How does it feel?
I'm so excited and relieved, you know?
Excited and relieved.
And relieved. You know, I try to get my bearings.
You know,
well, at least you weren't playing Hearthstone the whole time.
That's right. He wasn't. Well, I mean, he might have been.
Yeah, he could have been.
But he stayed engaged.
It didn't sound like he was playing Hearthstone the whole time.
He expanded on things. That was incredible. And you know what? I think that Travis being here on his game encouraged Napier to be on his game. And Drunk still sucked, but it didn't matter as much.
I have an idea for the Nick Cannon thing.
Okay.
As a form of protest, white people should take a little photo of a white man's hand grasping like a black monkey's hand, and at the bottom of the picture it'll say "Fight to End Racism," and they'll just stick those stickers on all of his albums. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays 9-8 Central on RadioFooBar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFooBar.com. Rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy birthday, Dan Fernicase.
Hey, it's my birthday.
So how close are you for that Social Security check?
Still, well, by the time we get to Social Security age, I'm sure it will have been sufficiently gutted to where we won't see a dime of that money.
Oh, no, I'm just going to rob little kids.
But at least you'll get that AARP card.
I doubt it. We'll probably just be working in the sulfur mines till we die.